Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections. Hello, I'm Katie King, Curator of Art and Social History for Manx National Heritage, and today I'm going to talk a little more about Archibald Knox. Whilst Knox's design work is widely known and discussed, his intensely personal work as a watercolour artist is rarely acknowledged outside of the Isle of Man. On public display for the first time in our Museum 100 exhibition, we have a beautiful watercolour entitled Curving Road Under Vibrant Sky, painted by Knox on the Isle of Man at some point between 1900 and 1933. This atmospheric piece from the large collection of Knox watercolours held at the Manx Museum shows a track leading out of a quarry with whitewashed cottages in the distance surrounded by trees, the dramatic sky a fleeting moment captured by Knox forever. It was said that Archibald Knox painted for the satisfaction of his own soul, and his paintings were never sold and rarely signed. His watercolours are a product of his native island, capturing the hilly slopes and valleys with broad sweeps of colour, providing unsuspected insights into the ever-changing appearance of the Manx landscape. His paintings were not the result of hours spent in a studio. They were the product of time spent in the landscape, with him striving to capture the essence of form, colour and spirit of the island. It was said he could complete a piece in under an hour if the light was right, or other times he would sit for hours on end waiting for the right moment to appear. In the collection, we have Knox's small folding sitting stool that he would take with him on such occasions, which I've always found to be a very powerful object, something solid and tangible that can be connected to one of Britain's greatest artists. On his watercolour paintings, Knox once said, "The places painted are within short walks from my home, passed often. One day something never seen before, some new appearance of colour and the benison of the sky. It may not be seen again. Shortly it will fade and disappear, and in an hour it is forgotten." Archibald Knox was taught by one of the island's leading artists, John Miller Nicholson, at the Douglas School of Art, and later in his career he took up the same mantle and taught there himself. We have many accounts in our archives from past students explaining what an inspirational teacher he was, and his art continues to inspire.